wanted to take the time, if anyone has questions, it's not often that you get to speak to the president and the speaker directly, so we'll take a couple of minutes for questions if you have them. Sarah?
I was just interested, speaking, you talked about immigration issues, and in the media, obviously, there's been a fair amount made about the potential omnibus bill or considering a number of those issues together, and you talked about the impacts to business, and I'm interested from the House and the Senate, your perceptions on how that immigration issue might be handled, if they're going to be handled separately, the number of bills, or if they'll be handled more as an omnibus type approach.
The omnibus approach was what you're asking about specifically. Movement, I guess you would say, is coming more from the Senate at this point than the House. So that's not a reflection of the lack of the House's interest in maybe pursuing that, but I believe that it's a member of the Senate who is more pushing that issue. So I'll let the President address that.
Terminology is interesting here. The Senate really feels like there's more to this than just passing the Sandstrom bill. We all know about the Sandstrom bill, but we think maybe it's not an omnibus bill, maybe we should phrase it as an omnibus solution, but we think there's a number of things that we'd like to have them all be considered, not just enforcement, not just employer sanctions for breaking the law, not just a worker card, not just dealing with driver privileging. We think that we ought to have them all before us and look at it. We've looked at what's gone on in Arizona, and they've got some pretty bad press, and it has impacted their economy to a degree. At the same time, we are a nation of laws, and we believe in the rule of law. I think from the Senate perspective, we want to do more than just enforcement. We want to look at the whole picture, and that's what's referred to as the omnibus approach.
Given we started a little bit late, I think we have time for one more question if someone has it. If not, President, Speaker, thank you. Appreciate your time.